Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. It is just after 5 o'clock, meaning it's time for Not My Beat. Coming up at 5:30, Mike Golic Jr. on why, again, I'm going to do it again. I'm so sorry. But the idea that Josh Connerly could play guard is not the worst idea that's ever happened in the history of the planet. As part of a larger discussion on interior offensive line play and the value of it, because that's what we're talking about here on May 23rd. All right, let's get to it today. Commanders OTAs open next week. Let's get the latest news with Ben Standing. Ben Standing, Commanders beat reporter for The Athletic with us. Standing, happy Friday, sir. How you doing?
What's up, Craig? I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. So I'm going to ask you the annoying question first, but we're going to do it because it was a thing that happened this week. There was a voluntary practice. Terry McLaurin wasn't there. Of course, he would like a new contract because he's entering the final year of his deal, and some people think that's a bigger deal than others. What can you tell us about Terry missing practice and the latest on his ongoing contract negotiations?
Yeah, I mean, unless I'm missing something, I don't think this is really a big deal. Going back even before this regime, you know, with Rivera, and before, like, you know, we always seem to make a bigger deal about when guys are not, especially veteran players, are not at one of these voluntary practices, either because if they're missing it, it's a sign of something, or, you know, why would somebody miss it? But so many other teams, like, they don't have anywhere close to perfect attendance for these things, or some guys don't show up or whatever, and it's not as big of a deal. So I just think it's the mentality that we've sort of grown accustomed to here, that guys just show up. And last year there was, I think, more or less perfect attendance. So, you know, look, if you tell me that we get to the start of training camp and Terry still hasn't signed an extension, then I think we can maybe get nervous about what's going on here. But beyond that, I think they eventually get something done. I don't think it's a huge deal or any deal at all that he missed the other day, but I understand why we're talking about it, but yeah, I don't think it's much. I know they've been negotiating. I think they'll eventually get something done.
I totally agree. And to be fair, I'm not on Twitter anymore because that place sucks. But like, were people even making a big deal out of this? Like, Jordan Schultz reported it. It's fine to report the basic facts. And, you know, Schultz, you know, said like, hey, he's negotiating for a new contract. So there's some insinuation there that maybe this is contract related, but he didn't say explicitly that it was. And I don't know that anybody freaked out. Ben, do we deserve a pat on our backs collectively as fans and media for handling this responsibly? Or did I miss something?
No, I mean, that's fair. I mean, I am still on Twitter, social media, but I didn't necessarily live there this week. And so maybe there were people freaking out. But yeah, I didn't notice anything in particular. I mean, you know, one thing you can tell, if there was something going on, more than Jordan Schultz would have been putting it out there, you know? So, I think relatively speaking, it's been fairly mild. But, yes, I still, some people in my life have texted me, hey, what's going on here? And I'm like, don't worry, go back to, catching up on Severance or something. You're fine. You don't have to worry about this.
It's funny how sometimes now in the modern media environment, we anticipate the backlash, and then sometimes I feel like it doesn't even come, or then we elevate one person doing the silly thing. And then sometimes, right. Look, the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese stuff over the weekend, we anticipated the backlash, and everyone made their, first take producers are doing cartwheels jokes, and then boy, did they deliver in the worst possible way. So, it happens, but by the same token, I think sometimes people anticipate backlash or hoopla that doesn't actually come, and it does feel like this was hey, he missed practice. Okay, talk to me next week, and then maybe even weeks after that. As for next week, Ben, what are the things that you are looking for as the Commanders open up their offseason program to the media? Wednesday is the open session. What will you spend your time watching and looking at?
Look, I think it's just for me, it's really going to be okay. Cool, first time we're seeing Laramie Tunsil out on the field. Presumably, he'll be there out on the field with his new teammates. Same thing with Debo Samuel. We did already see the rookies at rookie camp a couple weeks ago, but this is now we'll see them out on the field with their teammates. I think it's always going to be interesting to some degree to see everybody in uniform. Does anybody look like they've, put on some muscle, gotten look a little quicker, whatever it might be, things along those lines. If there's somebody out there, if there's somebody who's dealing with an injury that we don't know about, perhaps that'll become more front and center if they're not participating. Beyond that, they'll do some drills, they'll do some football things, but I'm not going to get overly worked up over a ton. It'll be good to see, everybody kind of back together. We will hear from Dan Quinn. Presumably we're going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury. And obviously with Kingsbury, just get his view and, how does his offense look now following the various changes. They got obviously, two new offensive linemen tackles in Tunsil and Connerly, Debo as well. And, of course, Jaden Daniels entering his second year, how's he look? And, is anything different? I guess ultimately for me it's going to be a lot of, is anything seemed off, not that I'm looking for the negative, but just last year so much was right. Is anything off? Hopefully the answer is no, and then there's nothing to see. But that's, I think it's still, it's super early beyond that to get worked up over any particular player or this or that or the other. But, just to see what's going on, take attendance, check everybody out, and, make sure everything looks copacetic.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, the number one thing. I was like, that's not right. If that happens, then okay. We already know that Jaden is jacked. We saw that on Instagram. And the Commanders put together a very funny meme to go with it. So, good job, social media team. Kudos to you. But I also am curious if there's anything that's feels different from last year. And I don't necessarily mean that as a negative. Last year, because it was our first time seeing Quinn, it was how does he run things? To me, what are some of the potential evolution points that you're looking to? And I don't know whether we'll see them in the spring at all, Ben, but as you think about the changes this team can make in year two, having a year one underneath them, as successful as it was, is a nice bonus, but some of the upgrades or evolutions, what are the things that you're looking forward to in year two?
Yeah, I think last year at this point, the one thing you stood out, you mentioned, just how does Dan Quinn run the show, but then also you had the guys who had been around, your Terrys, your John Allens, share, hey, well, this does feel a little bit different. What's, there's a new voice, a new message, what have you, and that was an early indication that, there was something resonating here with these players. I guess you could say, You mentioned Tunsil and Debo and guys like that. The new players, the interesting thing about building a culture is it gets tested every year because, new people enter it. And, does everybody feel like they're still on the same page? There's also things like they are, updating the locker room, right? And I don't know that it's going to be ready by the time OTA starts, but just, hey, there. Here's another new thing that's happening. Is that, you know, what does that mean to you that they are doing this? For guys who've been around here for a long minute, you know, that's obviously a big deal to whatever the upgrades are ultimately going to be, that they're putting in more, you know, more money and more investing for this team. And you know, I'm sure that will go a long way towards for a lot of these guys. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the vibe and all that. And you know, to sort of – just to go back to Jaden in particular – he's still a young guy. He obviously had such an incredible year, but this was like, I mean, he'd already won the Heisman coming into the league, so it's not like this is the first time he's ever gotten attention, but the attention went even next level compared to that. And, you know, how did he handle it? Does anything seem different, off? Do the players even subtly just sort of talk about him in ways that are different? And maybe those differences are positives, but just whatever it may be, you know, in his 25th year on this earth, what's going on? And, how are others reacting to him? I suspect we're not going to see anything crazy. Everything seems pretty normal in that space. But, you know, sometimes it's the subtle things that you just don't know. You know, you're not even the questions you're asking, but just the way that somebody or some people react or things that they bring up that can always, spark an interesting train of thought.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's such a great call. And Ben Zadig is with us from The Athletic here on The Hoffman Show for Not My Beat today. Because one of the things that I thought was really interesting last year was how guys in that locker room talked about Jaden. There was a reverence for him that is not usually seen with rookies. Like, to see some of the vets be like, if we got five, we got a chance. And it's like, this is like his seventh game, right? Like, that's not how this works. And they're like, it does with him. And so to see what that is like now that he's got some additional star power, and, you know, all the different storylines, and, you know, his mom's given the interview to The Pivot, and he's doing Nike ads, and, you know, he's a part of the unveil and doing stuff in Europe for NFL Spain. Like, there's just so much around him now, and I personally, just to be clear to the fans that are ready to yell at their radios right now, I feel like he is built to handle that kind of stuff in a way that's different than, say, Robert Griffin III in 2013. But I do think that's an interesting shout to say, like, how do people react? And I think, Ben, also moving forward, you're going to start having players, both draftees and free agents, that come in that didn't know him back when. Like, it's one thing when Bobby Wagner's like, yeah, well, you know, I knew him when he was the rookie and hadn't done anything yet. Then I came up with him. Or Mike Sainer still will always be able to be like, yeah, I've been here the whole time. Now that you get new guys in that are coming in part, like if you're Debo, to play with Jaden, I think that's a really interesting dynamic that is going to play out here in 2025 and beyond.
Yeah, and, you know, to go back to your initial question about Terry and, like, did we not make a – or, you know, we didn't make a big deal necessarily about him missing a voluntary practice. it says something also about the person. We know that there are other players in the league, certainly other receivers in the league, that if they had missed, it would feel like, oh boy, this is a signal of something, right? Because whatever, you know, they want the new deal and this is how they're kind of handling it. But you kind of have a feeling like, oh boy, there might be something here. But with Terry, you don't, because there's been zero reason to ever think anything along those lines based on anything that he's done over his time. And, you know, Jaden's only been here for 1 year, but sort of the same thing. It would be, you know, fairly stunning if there was like this, some major, you know, change in personality. And, you know, like I said, it's a lot of just, you know, what, you know, where is he at now as a person? I mean, we're going to, you know, if everything works out, we're all going to be watching Jaden Daniels evolve, not just as a player, but as a person for many years to come. And, you know, in terms of that, you know, evolution, you know, outside of, say, winning a Super Bowl or something along those lines, you know, this is going to be probably the biggest opportunity for growth or maturity or change because of, you know, it was that dynamic and the team had such an incredible year that none of us saw coming. And, you know, the best, you know, total year in franchise history since, what, 1991. So, you know, this is a pretty significant moment in time for everybody involved. So, yeah, I mean, it would be reasonable that things could be different, but that different doesn't always mean negative. It just means, hey, you know, how's it going? What was it like to get this more attention? And even if he, like I said, even if he doesn't talk about it, how do the other people react to him? Because even last year, you're already starting to hear the, hey, he's the one who's getting here at 5 a.m. He's one of the first guys in the locker room. You know, you mentioned the RG3. Yeah, there's zero sense of drama, like none with this kid relative to many other quarterbacks or players we've had around here. So, yeah, I just, you know, again, just to sort of see the evolution and how he's progressing, again, both as a player and a person, I think is going to be, you know, continue to be an interesting story.
Two more questions for Ben Standig here on the Hoffman Show. One, I don't call it serious, is overselling it. One substantive, one silly. The substantive one first, Ben. How done do you think this roster is? Like, we know that there can be injuries and things that happen. And, you know, if there's someone who's cut unexpectedly, there's always a chance that there is a newsworthy addition to the club. There will certainly be all kinds of churn at the bottom of the roster because it's the NFL and that's how that goes. But are you pretty confident that the group that they're going to go into OTAs with next week is, you know, a very, very, very high percentage of what they're going to go into for training camp, and then the starting 22 for this club are going to come out of the group that is already here?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, even going like into the draft, and obviously they only had the 5 picks, but, you know, even then, if you looked at the roster, you know, I remember thinking like, boy, I could probably get pretty close here to the final 53 outside of these 5 picks and feel like, yeah, this looks to be the group. And I think for the most part, that's the case. You know, we've all talked a lot about the fact that they didn't draft an edge rusher. So, you know, and I think, you know, like running back is like one position on offense where I still wonder if there's an opportunity for something there. But yeah, I think for the most part, they're look, you know, what we're looking at is what we're looking at. But I think also like the bigger picture for me on OTA, I don't think I said this already, is that it's not so much, it's obviously never really what we're watching, but it's what they are watching internally. And that's the question. Like, do they get through OTAs and think, boy, everybody's overreacting to our edge rusher and we're good. You know, Dietrich Wise is giving us some good two-way play. Cleveland Farrell looks healthy. You know, Javon Kinlaw is going to help us more on the edge and people think whatever. Or, you know, do they look at some situations and think, you know, I know Matt Bowen the other day on ESPN said maybe J.K. Dobbins would make some sense here at running back. Maybe he's kind of right in terms of needing a little bit more explosive play out of there. Or, you know, we thought we had a little bit more at, you know, position X, and you know, maybe we do need a little bit, another body or two. So I don't think it's going to be much of anything, but sure, that's the there could be one or two spots where they're like, yeah, we do need something more, but I'd be surprised if it's much in the way of, you know, headlinery type moves or really even notable additions. But yeah, sure, there could be one, maybe two at some point.
And finally, Ben Standig, part of Hard Knocks is that the reporters sometimes wind up in the background or in the foreground. Are you, sir, looking forward to being on Hard Knocks?
I I had Nikki Del Valle on my podcast the other day, and one of the topics was, are we going to spend more money on our wardrobe in case we make the TV? I think that I sit down about the wardrobe, but maybe I'll shave a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, it could be kind of fun. I've not, other than that one time when Hard Knocks, right, was that when the Texans were in town back in Richmond. Other than that, I haven't been around it. So, yeah, I'm kind of curious as to see how it goes. I mean, the fact that they're only one quarter of the Hard Knocks shouldn't make it a huge deal. But, look, obviously with this team right now, everything's a big deal. Everybody's paying attention. So, yeah, you know, it could be cool. And I got to make sure I'm wearing my clean underwear and that type of deal every day. So, yeah, it should be all right.
Yeah, I mean, well, if your underwear winds up on Hard Knocks, man, something's gone horribly wrong. But, I mean, that's I think, general good hygiene. Also, like, I'm excited to see, you know, like, I can't show up more because my show starts at 4. If like, all of a sudden, I don't know, some radio person or TV person that doesn't typically show up starts just showing up every day trying to get on Hard Knocks, we all know why. And I think we nominate Sam Fortier to call that person out. That's my own personal opinion.
Call that person out or be that person? Which one?
I said call out. You said what you said, but he's there every day. But I do get the sentiment where Fortier, you know, he might just try to slide. The HBO, I'm going to go on this side of the scrum. We're on to you, Fortier. We're on to you. Ben.
That will be interesting. You're right. Camera, where you stand in the scrum, that type of deal, that could get interesting for sure.
Well, we all know Kime's going to be in the front with his phone. That's what it's going to be. Kime just there. Getting that video, that's become the standard.
Everybody's got to do what they got to do. It's a multimedia world. You gotta be involved, and you got to be front and center if you want to take cameras from shots with your camera. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll we can get John Kime's video through the HBO cameras. Ben Standing, everybody. Read his work at The Athletic. We cover in OTAs, the open sessions on Wednesday. Cliff Kingsbury speaks. So we'll hear what Cliff has to say. Ben will be writing about it for The Athletic. And then obviously the Last Man Standing podcast. Ben, thanks for your time, sir. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Craig, always appreciate it, man. Thanks. Have a good one.
All right, that's Ben Standing with us here on the Hoffman Show. Some interesting stuff there. I was debating, Anthony, whether I go back into the running back thing with Ben, and ultimately, obviously, decided that we didn't quite have enough time. But I think what he said is correct, and isn't that different than what I said? It's like, if an opportunity presents itself, and if even you think J.K. Dobbins is a significant upgrade over what you have right now, you should push that button. There's no reason not to. You have, like, it's the NFL. It stands for not for long. There's not a lot of loyalty in this league. You have the cap space to play with. If you genuinely think J.K. Dobbins is better than, you think he's more of a Robinson role guy or an Eckler role guy? Am I putting too much in his pass catching abilities because he's another small, you know, guy that's built like Eckler, or is he more the first and second down guy?
I mean, at Ohio State, we saw him do it all. So
yeah,
I mean,
if you think he's at this point
in his career, I would say more B-Rob. Just because we saw him do last year in L.A.
Yeah, like, okay, fine. If you're better at running the football than B-Rob on first and second down, then sure. If they think he's that much better, bring him on in. I just don't know at the age he's at, coming off of the MCL, if that's actually the case, and whether I wouldn't just rather give some of those reps to B-Rob and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt or whoever else. So that's, you know, if you sign him, it's not like, oh, well, B-Rob's only on a one-year deal. What do you think you're signing Dobbins for? So that's kind of where I'm at.
He did have a career year, and it was a sprain. So I don't know. I still wouldn't do it.
J.K. Dobbins, he was hurt for a time. I mean, he's only 26.
Yeah.
Which is nice, but like, so is B-Rob.
He's cooking, though.
How old is Brian Robinson? Brian Robinson is 26 years old. Okay,
he's older than J.K. I think J.K. 25.
He's 26. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
And then last year, he had 905 yards on 195 carries. It was... He also only played 13 games. In 2023, he played one game. In 2022, he played eight games. And then he had only 134 attempts his rookie season. So, like, yeah, he's a good player. He last year was better than Brian Robinson. But is he going to be able to come into this scheme and do it? There's probably a reason why he's not signed yet if he's that good. And that would kind of be my question is, like, what, why Wyatt anywhere? Maybe he wants more money. Maybe he's waiting for an opportunity. But why hasn't anyone else signed him either? It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, Mike Golic Jr. joined Take Command for a conversation about the value of the different parts of the offensive line. Everyone's, you know, trying to figure out how valuable is a guard? How valuable is a tackle? As the Commanders spent a first-round pick on Josh Connerly Jr. We let you hear that conversation between me, Logan, and Gojo next here on the Team 980.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.